Welcome back to Giovanni's in Bemidji. Kel, Schultze, Kevin, and our final Beaver Fever Friday. And joining us right now, Zoe Lindgren, the senior out of Bozeman, Montana, off of the most successful senior class for the Beaver tennis team in program history, 4 years back-to-back going to the NSIC tournament. Zoe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all of your success on the tennis court. I'm going to go back to a funny picture I saw from senior day. Those giant tennis balls that you and Brianne Walsh received from your team. Those were incredibly crazy big. Like, where are you going to put yours?
I'm going to try to find the highest shelf and put it right on the center of it because I want to remember all of the great memories that I've had spending with this team. And it is big, but it's a good thing to remember, and it's very bright and yellow, so I'm definitely not going to forget about this experience.
Definitely too big to hit with a tennis racket.
Oh, certainly.
You were also recently named to the All-NSIC team. You and Ariadna, God, I always say her name wrong, Lopez-Simo. What's it like making that All-NSIC team?
It feels really, really good. Every single year, it kind of gives us a goal from the beginning to work as hard as we can just so that we can get that little bit of credibility on paper and be able to put it on our resume and kind of utilize it from a professional standpoint and use it as an athlete. So
I know we mentioned that you're a member of the winningest class in BSU tennis history. You hope that kind of a record is broken next year, don't you?
I do, most certainly. Like, being a part of this team and working so hard to achieve something like that, I only want the best for the oncoming teammates and future graduates to be able to do the same, you know. Want to set the bar high for all of our teammates, so.
Coming from Bozeman, Montana to Bemidji, Minnesota, how did that happen?
Well, Mark Fodness, or Coach Fodness as we call him, I sent him my recruiting video my senior year of high school with hopes that I'd have an opportunity to go to a school in northern Minnesota because my family is originally from this area, and he saw that I had a little bit of potential to be a part of the team, so that's kind of how it started, and here I am just about to graduate.
Tennis to me is a unique sport. I look at it like I do wrestling, where it's a team sport. However, each individual has a specific match. So while you're focusing on the team goal, you have to focus on your individual goal first and foremost to help the team. How unique is that to someone who actually plays the sport?
I definitely think that mentally it's a lot different because you're out there alone, but you're also being supported by your team. Like, something as simple as cheering for your teammates, or when you're out there playing a match and you're getting a little bit down on yourself, having that encouragement from your teammates is really beneficial, and it kind of stimulates that mental game. And I think that it's a lot different from something that everybody's out on the field or everybody's out on the court, if that answers the question.
Yeah.
They changed the dynamic of the NSIC matches this year, where it used to be every team played 7 matches. Yep. This year they changed it first team to 4 wins.
Yep.
You guys stopped playing. You could be in the middle of a set or a match, and if the other team has won 4, you're done.
Yeah.
What was that like this season, just knowing that, like, how hard was that on your mental side of the game?
Well, every year at the conference tournament, they've kind of utilized that same tactic. But seeing it my senior year, in every single match, you have to start very strong and execute very strong. There's no time to dilly-dally. Like, you want to make sure that you're on top of things and kind of just showing what you, like, you want to go out and play your points and win your points as fast as you can instead of taking your time. And you know what I mean? Like, even on changeovers, getting water, you want to make sure that you get the point and not them. Makes you a little bit more competitive.
So did they start with, like, number one singles?
Yep.
And work your way through, rather. So, like, did, yeah, well, I'll let you answer that first.
So we play 1 through 3 doubles first, and the doubles got changed to only 1 point, and then after that it's 1 through however many singles can fit on the courts that are available. So
oh wow.
Yeah.
I know I was a big proponent of them going back to the 7-set, especially in regular season play.
Yeah.
Just to give those underclassmen or players that are on number 5 singles or the lower singles teams to get a chance to play,
yeah,
than not to get a play. I mean, you practice all week for a match that weekend, and then you find out you're not even going to get to go out on the court. That would be a difficult task.
It most certainly is, like, not even knowing that the team has won or not even knowing that the team has lost, and then all of a sudden you're told that your match is completed is kind of a shocker. Like, oh, I was working so hard, but now we just got to stop. But, you know, it is what it is, and you just got to utilize it how it is. So,
well, you've been pretty successful at number 1 singles. And you've also been very successful at doubles. Which one did you prefer to play?
Throughout my college career, I definitely preferred the singles because I was able to go out and have high expectations of myself and be able to work on things in my own capacity instead of being fearful that I'm going to disappoint my partner if I made a mistake. So it was making myself more accountable instead of having my partner be disappointed if I were to make a mistake, or making my partner proud, which is ultimately the goal for sure.
You've had a lot of success on the court. You've been able to do a lot of things here at Bemidji State to get you ready for the real world. Do you imagine not having the support of the professors and everybody that's made your collegiate career here, both athletically and academically, what it kind of is?
I think that everybody that I've worked with in the past 4 years has been, it wouldn't be possible like where I'm going in the future without them. I'm extremely thankful and appreciative for all of my professors, my teammates, even just the athletic community and Bemidji and Minnesota's community in general too, because every single person has been very positive and very encouraging as to where my future lies. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity, for sure.
Well, you've got big plans coming up. After graduation, you will be starting your first job in construction management.
Yep.
Tell us where you're headed and for which company.
As of now, my plan is to go work for Wanzig Construction out of Fargo, and they primarily specialize in wind turbines and solar energy, renewable energy. And I'm going to be a field engineer, which I begin May 28th. I'm extremely excited to finally be able to make some money and grow professionally. So, yeah.
And you've been working on some interesting projects this year, your senior year, especially the tiny house project. And what was the other one? There was another one that you were talking about.
Fiberglass car around a trike.
Yes.
Yeah. So this semester, I participated in 3 projects. One was a resin tabletop in my capstone class. So we built some steel legs and then laminated the tabletop together, and then used the ShopBot to engrave the Bemidji State tree logo on it. And then we put resin and epoxy in it and finished it all up, and that was completed yesterday. And then I took part in a Velmobile, or also known as the Tadmobile, which is a fiberglass shell on a recumbent bike. So I was just working as a refinish and helping kind of establish a little bit more quality product. And then I also got to participate on the tiny house, which I've been doing for my entire career in construction management, which is really neat.
How many females are a part of all of these projects combined?
Within this technology, art design technology, the construction management, there's 4 girls total in our major. I haven't worked personally with any females on these projects just because there's the male dominance within the major, but I'm the only one that's worked on these ones, except for in past semesters, there's been other girls that have worked on the tiny house.
How did you get inspired to go into construction management?
Well, throughout my life, my dad has kind of raised me to do a little bit more manual labor than anything else, and that's just the environment I was interested in. And when I came here, I started in exercise science, and I figured out that I really like to work with my hands. I like to build things, and so to see a program like this offered has just been extremely incredible to me, because I'm able to do something that I really love, and I think that I found my calling in life with it. So.
Well, and you happen to meet your boyfriend.
True.
In construction management. Yeah. Here at BSU, but he still has one more year left, right?
Yep, indeed.
TAD Talks are next week?
Yep. Yeah, I think so. I'm actually not going to be participating in the TAD Talks, just because that's a little bit more the design side of the department. So.
Cool. Still some very interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
Coming out of Bemidji State.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know we were talking off the air when you go to North Dakota and you start your journey. I know your folks still live in Bozeman. You were saying you're going to just bring everything back to your parents and leave it there, and then you're going to like kind of be on site. You have to find your own place to live.
Yep.
Where you're going to be. She's talking about living in her camper.
Yeah. I think that it's kind of just like adapting to the environment and being able to save a little bit of money and live off the grid a little bit. It would be kind of neat, you know. It's going to be a really good opportunity for me to get my traveling bug out and be able to kind of just establish my independence and gain a little bit more professional background.
Do you get to power the camper from the windmill?
You know,
that's a good question.
If the ability is available, I most certainly will.
Make sure you have your weather radio with you.
Yeah.
If you're living in a camper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
No,
it's
that's
the fatherly
true.
Instinct in me. I can't
I'm sure her dad would have said the same.
Yeah, he would.
Zoe, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you. I'm so thankful for you guys for all of the coverage throughout this last 4 years, and it's been really awesome working with you guys too. So.
Well, you're going to be successful. I have no doubt about it.
Thank you. I sure hope so.
Good luck.
Our Beaver Fever Friday continues here from Giovanni's. Kevin, you going back for round two?
Absolutely.
Oh, I am too.
I started with rabbit food. I'm ready for pizza. We are here at Giovanni's until 2, our final Beaver Fever Friday, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.